Hey guys, what's up? Thanks for joining me today on this episode of Jose Talks. Today's topic or title, I guess, is GI Jose. The reason why I named it that is because I know I've mentioned in the past, have this saying, I say the big bad GI Joe syndrome. And so I wanted to talk about what that means to me. I mentioned it, but like I said, I want to talk about it a little bit just to expand on it. Pretty much what it is those that walk around specifically in the Army. I'm going to talk about how it relates outside of the Army, but specifically in the Army, I have a lot of soldiers, both male and female. I guess we could say G.I. Joe, G.I. Jose, G.I. Jane, whatever you like. Both male and female, we have this attitude of we just need to be the toughest people ever. And that's great and all. You know, we need to be resilient. We need to be tough. But when do we take that too far, right? So the reason why I say big bad G.I. Joe syndrome is because a lot of people tend to have this way of thinking that they're not allowed to feel, they're not allowed to hurt, they're not allowed to fail, they're not allowed to experience anything that is anywhere near vulnerability, right? And it's an uncomfortable feeling for everyone, I think, not just soldiers, but how we deal with this is really, really personal, unique, and difficult for everybody. So outside of the Army, I guess a lot of people use the term macho, or I know there's some people, I've heard this saying recently, that there's a saying out there that says you need to keep a stiff upper lip. I hadn't heard that before. Like I said, it was just recently that I heard it. But when I looked it up and actually wrote about this for a paper in my psychology class, pretty much means that you need to keep your emotions in. You need to keep your thoughts or anything that is not fitting to the norm or to the group. You need to just keep that in and not let it out. And so I guess it could be said that there's a time and a place for speaking or sharing. There's a time and a place for being silent and opening up, right? So, or not opening up, but keeping it bottled up, right? So, you know, when you choose to speak or to share something, it obviously, there has to be the right time, has to be the right place. And also there's times where maybe it's not appropriate and you need to be silent or hold it in. But holding stuff in, whether even if it's not feelings, even if it's just a thought or an opinion or something that bothered you, in my mind, that's what leads to resentment. And that's what leads to anger. And that's what leads to misunderstanding and tons of other things. So, but again, there's a time and a place for all of that, right? It's not always beneficial. So being able to discern when to speak up or share something versus when to be silent and just not open up and just keep it in, even if it's just for a while, or even if you open up to someone else about something that bothered you, it's a good way to, like I say, let the air out of your balloon so it doesn't pop, right? And so I guess that's the big bad G.I. Joe syndrome, is someone who walks around as if nothing is bothering them, nothing, you know, they have the thickest skin, nothing can ever get to them. They're just big bad G.I. Joe or big bad G.I. Jane. And I don't know about you, but I'm oftentimes able to see past that. I'm able to see, dang, they're going through something. Like, I don't know what it is, but that's somebody who's hurting, or that's somebody who is just really angry, or really, I don't know, whatever it is they're going through, that sometimes comes off as just putting up those walls and not letting anyone in and not letting anything out even, right? So the reason why I chose to talk about this is I actually had a buddy recently who opened up to me about his situation. You know, he's going through a difficult time, and there was no mushiness. It wasn't like super emotional or, you know, anything too vulnerable or anything like that. But he really, that is to me what macho is. That is to me what big bad G.I. Joe is. He really was like, man, I need to talk to you because this is my situation and it sucks and I'm going through this and that. And, but at the same time, I was able to see a level of resilience in him that really gave me hope for him. I told him, I said, you know, man, and I really don't say this a lot, but I told him, I said, I'm not worried about you at all, brother. You're going to be okay. I can see that through, you know, your resilience and the way that you speak and your point of view, just your whole mindset and the whole way that you're approaching this struggle and this issue that you're going through. I said, I just have no idea that you're going to make it through. So, that was just me encouraging him. I didn't give him any answers or solve any problems for him. He didn't expect me to, and I didn't expect me to. And I was just there for him, you know, and him doing that showed me that that was one of the things that he's doing to move through, through what he's going through. And it really is something that, that provides us strength, is being able to confide in others and share with others. Not necessarily, like I said, to get those answers, but just being able to go to someone for support. You know, there's too many people out there that are suffering alone, even in relationships. You know, you have a spouse, or in families, you have a son or a daughter, or, you know, mom or dad, and you feel like you cannot share anything with them because either just the culture, the, you know, whatever it is that developed this big bad G.I. Joe syndrome or mentality, people don't share with each other when they should, or sometimes they share too much, but that's another story. But just being able to talk to the people that matter, or even just anyone, gives us strength, gives us hope, and it really is the bridge that gets us over whatever it is that we're going through. So for those of you listening today, the issue of suicide, the issue of people who are going through different mental health struggles, people that are going through just other health struggles, financial struggles, relationship struggles, whatever it may be, it is, I know it sounds kind of bad, but there's something that makes us feel really good about connecting with others who have suffered the same way, right? It really bonds us together. Being able to talk to somebody who has felt not the same pain, but similar pain, or who has gone through also not the same struggle, but similar struggles, it really makes us feel better to know that someone else has been through it, because we're able to see that they made it through it, that they got out of that rut or that deep, dark hole that they felt they were in. And so it makes us feel like, hey, well, I can get through it also. And so there's a large community out there of people that support each other for many different things. Suicide in particular, that's something that's big for me because of my job. I talk to a lot of people that are going through things like that are having those suicidal thoughts, and it's incredibly important to me to be there for those people who are suffering in silence, you know, who have that big bad G.I. Joe mentality. But it's also very uplifting to see how many people there are out there that are supporting each other through this, right? And so I just felt like coming on the podcast today and speaking briefly about this. Like I said, I touched on it before, but now you know what I mean by big bad G.I. Joe syndrome. Someone who keeps it all locked up and doesn't have anyone to talk to, or doesn't use the people around them who are there for them, who want them to talk to them, and they just don't, right? So be encouraged today that if you're going through something like that, or if you know somebody who's going through something like that, you don't have to give them all the answers. You don't have to get all the answers if you're the one who's looking for them. But connecting with others is really, I would say, one of those answers, one of those pathways to resolving those things that we're going through, or at least to find the strength to keep fighting it. So, everyone keep on fighting for yourselves, for your relationships. And that's Big Bad G.I. Joe, not keeping it locked in. Let it out if you got it, guys. And See you next time.